on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 28th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The initiative to limit the size of livestock and poultry farms in Sonoma County has qualified to become a ballot measure, according to the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters. The Coalition to End Factory Farming turned in enough verified signatures to send the initiative to the Board of Supervisors to draft a measure to go in front of voters. While not guaranteed, most likely this November, according to the Press Democrat. The initiative could put an end to many of the county's best-known and multi-generational farms if passed. A Santa Rosa man with multiple warrants from four local police agencies was arrested Monday after leading police on a chase through city streets. 54-year-old Roy Jones Jr. was spotted on Cleveland Avenue. A sheriff's deputy attempted to pull him over. Jones took off, driving through Northwest Santa Rosa, the JC neighborhood, and on to Montgomery Village, running stop signs and speeding. Eventually, he was stopped at the intersection of Farmers Lane and Sonoma Avenue. He attempted to run, but was caught and arrested. Former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut has passed away at the age of 82 due to complications from a recent fall. Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on Democrat Al Gore's ticket in the 2000 presidential election. The Democrat turned independent stepped down from the Senate in January of 2013 after 24 years. In sports, today's opening day for Major League Baseball. The Giants are in San Diego. The A's are home against Cleveland. And your forecast, partly cloudy, just a slight chance of a scattered passing shower. Highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy early. Increasing clouds overnight with lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain and wind with wind gusting to 25 miles an hour. Chance of scattered thunder showers too. Highs in the 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Hello? Is anybody here?
A big box store can be a lonely place.
Welcome to our boutique. May I see your credit score?
Really? Not so friendly.
Good morning. Welcome to Gallery 41 Kitchen and Bath Design. How may I help you?
Wow. Now that's impressive. At Gallery 41, you'll be greeted when you arrive by one of our friendly, service-focused consultants. We're locally owned, so it's very important to us that you feel welcome, no matter what your budget is. If you're thinking about a kitchen or bath remodel, but have no idea about timelines and cost, no worries. We're ready to give you a rough estimate based on simple drawings that you bring in. At Gallery 41 Kitchen and Bath Design, we have a wide variety of resources available in cabinetry, tiles, slabs, lighting, plumbing, and hardware. Gallery 41 Kitchen and Bath Design. Visit our beautiful showroom on Santa Rosa Avenue, just north of the Costco Shopping Center. Online at gallery41design.com.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service residential window and glass company. DJ's has served Sonoma County since 1960, and they're three generations strong. They're ready to help with your shower door, window, and glass projects. DJ's is a certified Milgard window dealer with in-house installers. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ's Sash and Glass at 546-7344. Wilgen Court in Santa Rosa. Online at djsglass.com.
Dust off your boots and hold on to your hats for James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Relive the sounds and stories of the Man in Black on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m.
I walk the line.
Get your tickets today at the gift shop or twinpine.com. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience. Celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 with valid ID.
2.7 The Ball.
A little after 8 o'clock, it's Rockin' Ricky Michaels, and we are locked and loaded with another hour of America's greatest hits. Good stuff coming up from Billy Joel. Also, God, let's see, Rick Springfield in the mix. Styx is on the way. Tears for Fears. Toto. Aerosmith. As well as the B-52s. And we're going to rewind the year, 1975 as well. All coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
We'll be right back. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
Talking cute, I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. 'Cause she- that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Why can't I find a woman like that, like Jesse's girl? I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Why can't I find a woman? Why can't I find a woman like that? And I'm looking in the mirror all the time, wondering what she don't see in me. I've been funny, I've been cool with the lines. Ain't that the way love's supposed to be?
Still showing signs of picking up a little bit, so let's get an update on the roadways once again from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Delays in Shellville. Traffic sponsored by Jackson Hewitt. It matters who does your taxes. Highway 121 east of 8th Street. A crash there, partially blocking the roadway, affecting both directions of 121. Eastbound is backed up to Broadway, and the westbound back up to Rommel Road. Northbound 1 on the coast before Pacific View Drive, which is south of Jenner. Big rig off the roadway there. And northbound 101 pretty slow between Todd Road and College Avenue. Why are people saying you yeah to Jackson Hewitt? When you switch to Jackson Hewitt, they'll beat what you paid last year on tax prep, even if you filed online. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
I'm a man without conviction. I'm a man. You come and go, you come and go. Love it will be in the colors of light, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green.
Rewinds 1975.
Patty Hearst is still missing with the SLA. Cesar Chavez and the United Farm Workers are boycotting Gallo Winery. In Sonoma County, the city council votes against letting Cristo build his running fence through Cotati. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as the Wolf Rewinds 1975.
Troubles all fade.
The Wolf and Trick Michaels. And if you haven't got the app for your smartphone or tablet yet, real simple, open up your smartphone and go to your app store and search Sonoma County Radio. Bang, it's going to pop up right in front of you. Click it, download it, and you'll be able to take us everywhere you go.
102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 28th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Real estate developer Ken Mattson and his partner Tim LaFever are facing potential foreclosure on a number of their properties in Sonoma over unpaid property taxes and delinquent mortgage payments. 25 of their more than 120 properties are in trouble. Scotora Capital in Sacramento has filed notice on 19 properties for delinquent mortgage payments. Another six are in default over unpaid taxes, according to the Sonoma Index Tribune. 78-year-old Brian Douglas Schmidt Sr. was sentenced to 30 years in prison on Monday for molesting a young girl back in 2022. The incident took place when she was 7 or 8 years old. She referred to Schmidt as a fake grandpa, according to the Press Democrat. The girl and her family lived in Contra Costa County when the abuse occurred. A fundraiser for President Joe Biden in New York City that also starred Barack Obama and Bill Clinton has raised a whopping $25 million. His campaign said the event set a new record for the most ever haul for a single